How are you doing? How has writing been? Welcome to this episode of the Good Writing Podcast. My name is Oyemichi Nwakona. Now, this podcast is a podcast for creative writers, most especially short-form creative writers. Now, one of the things I've noticed about what even led to the podcast is this. Writing is changing. Writing has changed a lot. While the core concepts of writing are still there, several forms of writing have come up and they've become their own individual niche and individual categories. But oftentimes, we want to move fluid between the different categories without having to be labored, per se. We're like, oh, I am a spoken word artist. I also write short stories. So we ask, what's the purpose and goal of the podcast? It's more like we on a journey to find ourselves, on a journey to realize. And for me, it's more like I am figuring it out and I'm sharing and documenting my journey of figuring it out. Of course, I could take, because with AI and everything out there, you could say, okay, what are the top tips for writing a novel? And you take those top tips and you're like, number one, you plan your novel. It's very important to plan your novel and other stuff. And I'm like, dude, it is not even me. I don't know what I'm saying. I feel like I'm reading a script, which I am redoing. Okay. So the podcast, it's there will be experiments I'll be trying, there'll be projects I'll be working on. But those projects and those experiments will be documented on the podcast. And some of them will be writing short stories. Some of them will be writing poems, performing those poems on the YouTube channel. But majorly, I'm looking out to the two core problems writers face, which is one, internal. I think internal is more like the biggest problem most writers face. And then there is external. I won't really say that internal is the biggest. I just said, yeah, it's the biggest. Now, internal is simply, it has to do with the issue of writer's block, has to do with the feeling of rejection, has to do with sometimes you have ideas and the ideas are not just so good enough. And sometimes you try, like, it's just within you. And you're trying to write a story and the story is not just sounding, clicking, and the plot is not just as you'd expect it to be. Compared to external problems where you're trying to publish your work and all the magazines you send your work to, they're rejecting. Okay, you're trying to make a living out of writing. And every platform, every place you try to send your work out to, they're all asking for you to talk about writing. And it's not like there's anything bad about talking about writing or teaching writing. It's just you want to make your money from actually writing itself. You get, like, get your work published and get paid for it. Like, write something and then it gets performed and you get paid for that. That's what you want to do. You just don't want to talk about writing and talking about writing get paid. Yeah. So that's the external. So the goal is to see how we can deal with those internal and external problems of writers, which are very many. Trying to even list them, I just even know where to begin. And we're like, what would we be expecting? What are the things we'll be talking about? Majorly, I said it's to document my journey in a generous and kind way. And the other thing is, when I see resources that help me, I recommend them. When I take a course and I like some of the lessons, I'll share the lessons. When I read a book and I like some of the lessons, I'll share them. When I try something and it doesn't work out, I would try in a monologue. But more, I'm having a conversation with myself, but it's a monologue, yeah. But in the monologue dialogue, I would try to see how, why it's not working out so we can improve. And then we do writing prompts, and once in a while, I do interviews with other writers and have them come talk to us. Now, keep in mind that listeners can submit their own versions of your own questions and things that would like me to do. You can go to buildwriting.com/speak. Also that you can answer the Q&A if you're on Spotify and just say what episode would you like me to make next, and then that's it. I'll make that episode and we'll talk about the craft and discuss. So it's more like it's not fixed to education, it's a journey. More from documentaries. And most of the times it will be solo episodes. Yeah, most of the times it will be solo episodes. And now I'm trying to be more intentional in the episodes I make. I'm making them more, have a frame so that that way they can provide value to the listener, to the person who's listening out there. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. Yeah. Yeah, that's the podcast, Build Writing. And the desire for the podcast is more like everybody, every podcast out there, everybody out there, they are these big writers who have made a name, and they do interviews of big writers who've made a name too. For me, I have no work to my name. Nothing. And well, that kind of defeats the purpose of calling myself a writer. But yeah, I think that's where we should start. It will take me a long time. But over the days, I have been internalizing that this thing is not just what I am doing because I want listens. Of course, listens is great. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, listens is not good, download is not good. But it has become something that I want to do in order to help myself find my way. And I believe that by doing it, others will find their way too, because then they will be in this journey with me. Yeah, it's more like, they'll be in this journey with me. Yeah. So the question is, podcast writing is changing. It's changing a lot. And everybody talking about novels. And that's good. That's great. It's not bad. I'm not saying anything bad about it. The audience of that kind of writing is there. And they're creating value for those people. And I really, really, I'm so happy for them. Yeah, that they've been able to create value for novelists and writers. Show them tips and strategies that have really helped them. Well, I'm like, for now, I'm not really into novels. I want to write short forms. I want to play with spoken words. I want to play with poetry. I want to mix forms. I want to create post poetry. I want to move things. I want to mix and match things. I want to create things that, you know, people are like, well, what's this? But then it's entertaining. It's emotional, it's touching, and it's art. Yeah, but I look around and I'm like, well, there's really nothing about that there. I'm like, are you sure this thing can be done? But there is really nobody else who has done it. Okay, I'm not really sure. So for me, I'm like, okay, let's approach it differently. Or let's approach it with whatever the intention to create. And I think that's literally what I'm trying to do right now. Yeah, an intention to create. And I'm seeking, right now, I'm going back to the project of write a short story every week. Yeah, by, what was his name again? Ray Bradbury, yeah. And what I'll be doing is, maybe the next, okay, not maybe. I have to make a commitment and be serious about it. And I just got the idea for the next episode while I was talking to you guys. So the next episode, which is tomorrow, next episode will be to look for the projects and the style kind of projects and goals that writers, beginner writers or advanced writers or intermediate writers can delve into. I think I should have to speak louder. Yeah, different kinds of projects that writers can delve into. And what are the framework? Because when we're diving into project, as the name sounds, project, something we're working on, something we want to complete, something we want to finish, because there is a magic in finishing work. Yeah, because there are a lot of works that don't get finished. And we know that. We know some things that we started that we just moved on. And the works are there like, you abandoned me. You left me. You ghosted me. Like, it's not like that. I just went for something better. You didn't even give me an opportunity. You just gave up on me. Okay, so the next episode I'm thinking of is project ideas, and I would finesse the episode name to make it sound so, to make it something really encompassing and better. But it's basically projects or goals for writers, beginner writers, and we'll look at diverse genres and diverse craft and what you could be doing. And most importantly, we want a system for measuring our projects, because as a project, we want to be able to measure our input. Yeah, it's a project. We want it to get done. If, for example, I say I'm going to write a short story collection, And within time, I'm going to do that. It's probably a year. The goal will be to write a short story every week. And then over the course of 52 weeks, I would have written more than 52 short stories. And those 52 short stories, I'll come back, I'll edit them, and I'll select the ones I really love. And based on the theme of the short story collection that I wanted to write, I'll compile them, and then I have something. Yeah, the project ideas. That's really interesting. Okay, so far from the next episodes I'll be coming, they'll be longer. I can't really tell, but they'll be longer, they'll be in-depth, and they'll provide more value. Right now, what I want to seek to do is ask myself, what is the key takeaway from this episode? What do I want? What is the transformation I seek to do? And at the end of the day, I use that to guide me as the compass to creating the episode. Now, I'm looking at it and I'm asking myself that the things that scare us the most are not really as hard as they seem. Yeah, writing is not a do-or-die affair. But even though sometimes I feel like this, it's not like a war. But yet, people fight war, and I'm like, I just can't write. I'm like, dude, nobody's going to shoot the bullet in your head. Nothing like that. You're just going to write and feel, and maybe write and write trash, and then move on with your life. Yeah, it's not as bad as you think. And as I'm saying it to myself, it sounds so lame. Like, dude, are you really serious? Yeah, but when these internal voices start popping up and coming up, it's really, 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 really deafening. And somehow, I just really don't know how to express it. But once again, thank you so much for listening. If you want to get subscribed to my newsletter, that way, every episode I drop, you'll be able to follow on track with me. And not only the episodes, every week I write a letter about what I'm working on, and I document of everything, and I send it to the newsletter. Go to buildwriting.com/newsletter and you subscribe. Yeah, basically that's it. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the Build Writing Podcast. My name once again is Oyemichi Nwakona. Thank you.